sitting down on the court and then insulting cheesesteaks.
That doesn't sound right to me, though.
Did Giannis just declare war on Philadelphia? All that with this panel, Ramon Rechalber, Tip Kalisher, Emily Kaplan, Justin Tinsley. Let's go.
All right.
I like how it doesn't go.
I declare war. Wow.
The play-in games tonight. I say it every year. I'll say it again. To demand 16 seeds to play in is unbecoming of the NCAA tournament. In another word, it's garbage, all right? They won their conference. Let them in. Leave the play-ins for the at-largers, which this year includes Michigan State and UCLA and Drake and Wichita State. Those teams, of course, going for the dream, the VCU run from 2011, from play-in to Final Four. Whether anybody sees that from those teams or maybe another double-digit team that is prepared to make a run. Tim Kalishaw, around the horn to you.
I'm not as wild about the double-digit teams tonight. I know Michigan State won some big games. I also know they lost to Rutgers by 30 and Minnesota by 25, so I'm not going to jump on that one. So I'm going to go to a 13 seed instead of an 11 and go to Ohio, a team that went to the Sweet 16 about a decade ago, and they're playing Virginia. And Virginia, we don't really know its situation after last week's tournament. Ohio played Illinois early in the year, lost by 2 points, was ahead by 4 with 2 minutes to go. Ohio can play 13 moving past a 4.
All right, you've got the defending champs, we have to say, Virginia, because there was no tournament last year, going out in the first round.
Out again.
Ramona Shelburne, any teams tonight or a double-digit team you see making a run in your bracket?
Look, I'm out here on the West Coast, and I know that people most of the time have been talking about Santa Barbara in relation to Megan and
Harry.
Harry, oh, God, what's wrong with you? Okay, and Oprah. But look, I'm going for the Gauchos. I like UC Santa Barbara. They are a good team. They have a good senior player, Ja'Quarri McLaughlin. Mm-hmm. He's a senior. He's shooting the lights out right now. Was really good in the Big West tournament. Shoots 40% from three. And they're the kind of team that does well in the tournament. They move the ball. They're not reliant just on shooting. I really like the Gauchos in that upset over Creighton.
Justin Tinsley, a double-digit seed you see making a run?
You know, not to be confused with the guy who has the top three songs on the Billboard charts right now, but I'm going with Drake. They shoot 54% inside the arc. They shoot 66% at the rim, and they don't turn the ball over. So by my basketball metrics, to quote a great man who once worked for this network, this is how you play to win the game.
Okay.
That can keep you in any game against any team, and they're 25-4 for a reason. Yeah. Now, to be fair, by me saying this on national television, I likely jinxed Drake. So, Bulldog Nation, I'm sorry, but just know you're forever in my heart.
Emily Kaplan, how about you? Nicely done, Justin.
I don't jinx anyone unlike Justin Tinsley, so give me the Patriot League and give me Colgate. According to Ken Pom, they are the third best three-point shooting team in the country. I know, they've only played 15 games. They played the same 5 teams again and again, and they're not very good teams. But maybe that means that they're fresh. Jordan Burns is a star that's born for March. They get 30 defensive rebounds per game, and they play Arkansas. They're Arkansas fresh. Likes to push it fast. They get a shot off every 16 seconds. Guess what? Colgate plays fast, too. They get a shot off every 15.9 seconds.
All those statistics are true. You know about their schedule and their season that they had this year, but you're going bravely into that dark night. Colgate does shoot the three very, very well. All right, this is the first show this week, and your brackets are already in the Around the Horn Tournament Challenge, which I appreciate. But Ramona, give us our Final Four right now.
Ooh, Final Four right now. I feel like I'm going a little bit chalk, even though I'm very cautious about this because of the teams that are playing right now. There's only one national championship amongst the number one seeds, right? Yeah. Michigan in 1989. So it's hard to have faith, but I like Illinois. I like Gonzaga.
You're going a lot of chalk. Let me ask you this. Is there more or less chaos this year in your mind after the season that we just had?
I think there's more chaos this year because as much as I'm trying, I have Gonzaga winning it. But you know what? They've let me down so many times in their brackets when we thought they would have a great year. But I think this is their year.
Tim?
Because
more or less chaos.
Everything's different this year.
I think there's going to be some chaos. I think we don't know as much about these teams as we think we do because of the stops and starts. And as Emily said, some teams haven't even played 20 games. We're going to see. I don't think the one seeds are going to fall off the map the first day, but some threes and fours are going to be out. And a couple teams, St. Bonaventure, looking at you, are going to make a run and do some damage.
All right. Emily, more chaos, less chaos, a team that you got in the Final Four?
It just feels like a lot is brewing this year. Right before the tournament, there was a group of star players who started this "We Are Not NCAA Property" campaign, trying to get a lot of media attention. Everything we hear about the bubble is really isolating and strange. I mean, we've heard about the mental health impact of the bubble from professional athletes. To think that these student athletes won't be affected is naive. So, yeah, I think this is going to create some unexpected results. As for my Final Four, I don't really need to tell you guys, but Illinois is not in it.
You hate Illinois. You have declared war on Illinois. This is an amazing move for
And I'm
you.
A taxpayer in Illinois. It's not voted well for
this
me.
This did not go well for you on Twitter last week, and now you did this again.
No.
We're out of time here, Justin.
Well,
I just want to make note here. I think I'm looking at your bracket. I think I have this right. You picked Drake just here on the show. You didn't pick Drake in your bracket, did you? Maybe you have time to change it. You have time to change it. We'll see what happens.
I've been hacked.
We'll move on. Bucks 109, Sixers 105 in overtime. How this game got to overtime, Middleton taking the layup instead of dribbling out. He could have taken a knee at the one-yard line. And DiVincenzo losing it on defense. But in overtime, it was Giannis, and it was Giannis sitting on the Sixers court. Ramona, do you have a problem with Giannis sitting down on the Sixers court?
Oh, man, I've never seen Giannis troll before, and this is a nice move from Giannis. Like, the Bucks are kind of this forgotten team in the Eastern Conference, even though they ran away with it. But, like, he scored the last 7 points there. He went on a 7-0 run to close out the game. So I think for Giannis, go ahead and sit down on the court, take a rest, take a breather. And I did kind of like his tweet at the end of the game where he said, like, sit back and enjoy the show. If anybody's fans should appreciate that, it is Joel Embiid's Philadelphia 76ers fans.
Tim Kalishaw?
The only thing I have a problem with is celebrating beating Philadelphia without their MVP candidate. With him sitting over on the bench in street clothes. It's just, you know, would Philadelphia be celebrating if they beat the Bucks without Giannis? I don't know. I don't think that would be a big deal either. They had to come from behind. They made a nice comeback. I like Milwaukee. I like Holiday being added to the team. But I don't think this was a big win for them.
Emily Kaplan.
I just think it's a little rich to hear Philadelphia complain about Giannis doing this when he literally stole a book out of Joel Embiid's playbook. Joel Embiid does this stuff all of the time. But this was one of those rare games. It was a win for both of them. I mean, the Sixers came in the second half of back-to-back without Embiid. They held the Bucks to their worst first half of the entire season. And then you have the Bucks. They have their worst first half of the entire season, and they're resilient, and they bounced themselves out of it, and that's a huge win for them.
JT?
I don't think this is T.O. celebrating on Dallas's star, but it is something. You know, Giannis said he's having fun, and I'm all for having fun, but sitting down on Philly's court and then taking a photographer's camera and snapping pictures during a blowout win versus Indy last month, he's having a lot of fun at the expense of his Eastern Conference rivals. And as an unofficial historian of NBA pettiness, I'm all for it. But let's pump the brakes. You beat Philly without Embiid. They blew a 19-point lead, and you almost blew the game at the end of it yourself. So this game looked and felt like a playoff game because you know what? You got to be careful doing stuff like this because you might see him again. You don't want to spit into the wind too many times.
Ramona.
But the best part about all this was Dwight Howard saying he wanted to Stone Cold Stun Giannis. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Ramona, you had said they're flying under the radar, which is I think is true. Can you expand upon that? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, look, you know what happened last night when the Bucks beat the Sixers? The Brooklyn Nets moved into first place in the Eastern Conference.
What?
Okay?
What?
Brooklyn Nets, who don't even have Kevin Durant right now, who's out for an extended period of time with that hamstring injury that just keeps that seems to go longer and longer. They're in first place right now. And the Bucks are, to me, I think they're flying under the radar. Giannis was the MVP two times in a row. They won the Eastern Conference handily. But they're this team that really hasn't put it together this year. And I think that was a nice win for them. They should feel good about this.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's completely under the radar, but people have doubts after the last two playoff failures of the team. And when you look at them and you say, Giannis isn't really a great three-point shooter, and what are the playoffs, what are these games all about, people wonder if they can ever do it.
They added P.J. Tucker. Momo, how does he fit in? How big of a move is this?
All right, I think this is a really big move. I still believe in P.J. He's never necessarily depended on athleticism to have a great NBA career. What he does is give them a great option as a corner three-point shooter. And he allows them to play the kind of defense where you switch everything like they did in Houston so successfully when he was there. They're trying to do that in Milwaukee, but they didn't have the personnel. You can't necessarily send Brooke Lopez out on switches. PJ is going to be able to do that, and I think that makes their team defense so much better. Plus, I know his three-point shooting is down, but that's because he doesn't have James Harden setting him up. Now he's got Giannis. He's gonna bounce back, and I think being on that winning situation is going to be huge for him.
PC?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fighting inside and battling against his size going back to college days here. So, I mean, I don't know how much he has left. He wasn't doing much for Houston this year, but Houston didn't have a lot to help him. So I think just the excitement of getting back into a contending situation, I think he can be a positive factor.
Yep.
All we've been talking about with the Milwaukee Bucks in the context of their season is they need to get over their playoff hump. This is a guy that played 45 minutes in a game 7 just hours after he had a triple root canal. He's exactly who they need. He gives them a ton of defensive versatility. He's going to be really motivated. You're laughing, but that's serious. I mean, that's hockey player stuff. And
oh,
I love to do their business way ahead of the trade deadline to give people time to acclimate.
And Justin Tinsley.
He has the most corner threes in the last 5 seasons. Only he and Draymond Green have had 2,000 defensive matchups against all 3 positions.
Wow.
So now you have a good defensive player, a great shooter, a guy who's playing for a new contract, and Milwaukee got a first-round pick back. Milwaukee won this trade hands down, running away.
Maybe he doesn't have to play center anymore at 6'5" either, so we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they will. Giannis' cheesesteak adventure. You guys saw this after the game as well. Roll tape here.
I got the whiz. Whiz-wit? That doesn't sound right to me, though.
Doesn't sound good. The whiz-wit doesn't sound good to Giannis.
Okay.
Giannis traveling the world, his food journals. Yay or nay on it?
Yay!
You know what? It's so bad right now.
Bet on that cheesesteak.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Dallas versus LA last night. Kalashaw versus Shelburne. Mavericks 105, Clippers 89. Paul George was talking about the lack of free throws the Clippers had after the game. Has been a theme this year for many players, including George. And he says they'll send video to the league over the calls that were and weren't made last night. Tim, you can go first here. Does LA have beef against those fouling Dallas Mavericks?
Playoff Paul is going to have to do a better job with his whining in the future. When the Clippers shot 11 free throws last night and Dallas shot 12, what a difference that made. His problem was Luka scoring 42, half of them right in his face. That's what cost the Clippers last night.
Emily Kaplan.
I actually think Paul George is really wise. To quote the great philosopher Don Draper, if you don't like what's being said, change the conversation. When I watched this game, all I focused on was Paul George falling like 5 times trying to defend Luka Doncic. But instead, here we are talking about the same topic with the same complaints and their same old ish.
Ish, yes, okay. Ooh. Thank you very much, welcome, Francesca. Friends and fam. I appreciate that. Earmuff situation. Go ahead, Justin Tinsley.
I'm selling it. You know, to be fair, the Clippers are on pace to have the highest team free throw percentage in league history this year, but they shoot the fifth fewest in the league. But the Clippers are 10-11 since February. This is the story of this current iteration of the Clippers. Whenever something goes wrong, it's everybody's fault but theirs. It's hard to bow with Paul George is selling.
And now, finally, to Los Angeles, Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, I heard this, and then I read even more, and I cringed because he was asked about the conversation with the officials, and he said, oh, I don't want to say too much, except I told him it was all a bunch of lies. I was like, yeah, that's how you get them to call more fouls.
Could be too much. Bubba, like, when they send video into the league, does that ever work? Does the league watch that video?
Maybe a little. Maybe there was one play in particular I thought they got wrong. Kawhi Leonard went for a dunk against Tim Hardaway Jr. They reviewed it. Took a million years. I thought he got fouled. Yeah. There's one or two calls, but to me, the Clippers are. He's upset because the Clippers are losing. As Justin said, they're 500 since February.
Buy or sell two. Are you excited to play LeBron James? Quote, I mean, nah. I go to every game with the same approach. Try to win. LaMelo Ball. In anticipation for tonight's Hornets-Lakers game, Ramona, buy or sell?
I totally buy that. That is so LaMelo. I've known this kid since I started going out to Chino Hills and watching his brother Lonzo, and he does not fear anybody. This is LaMelo. I can see him saying it. Like, he's chewing a piece of gum. I'm like, nah. I don't care where we play. That's him. That's why he's so good. He doesn't have any fear.
Kalisha?
All I know is Charlotte's pretty good, and he puts on a show. Of all the guys shooting three-pointers from distance, 27 feet and beyond, Dame, Lillard, Steph Curry, and everybody else, LaMelo Ball has the best percentage.
Is that right? Wow, good stat. Although you realize you did just put LaMelo Ball in the same sentence as Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. Yeah. All right. Emily Kaplan, how about you?
I'm just buying that this is a great matchup. It's the MVP this year versus the MVP 3 or 4 years from now. I knew LaMelo was having a great season. I didn't realize
Hold on a second. Is that a Kaplan trademark? Kaplan prediction here? A Kaplan guarantee that LaMelo Ball is the MVP of the league in 3 years?
Sure. Let's go with it. Sure. You like that? Sure.
Such conviction.
Oh, wow. Justin Tinsley, how about you?
I'm buying it. It's all about gamesmanship. I always love these young, star-in-the-making players versus LeBron because I remember a time when LeBron was that star-in-the-making. My only advice to LaMelo Ball is please tell your teammates to call out picks. You saw what LeBron did the other night to Nico Mannion. I don't want to see that happen to LaMelo.
Momo, this is a game that in LA, the city you reside in, is really up for.
Yeah, look, this is LaMelo Ball. He's the youngest of the three Ball brothers, and I remember going out to Chino Hills, doing a big story on Lonzo, and LeVar Ball, bless him, said, of the three players, LaMelo has the chance to be the best of the three, and that was when LaMelo was just this little 14-year-old kid. And I was like, that kid? And he goes, yes.
Okay.
He is Lonzo and Russell Westbrook put together. Like, he has the ability to be
So are you buying Kaplan may have saying the MVP in 3 years? 3 to 4 years?
No.
No, okay.
That's a little soon, and maybe never, but that's a nice hot take.
Buy or sell three. Winning 9-0 without your coaching staff who were all out for COVID protocol. The New York Rangers, Emily Kaplan, they destroyed the Flyers, made them feel shame. What to buy, what to sell from this?
I'm buying what Chris Kreider, the longest tenured veteran, said. He's seen more unorthodox things in the first two seasons than he's seen in 10 years. They've pretty much expelled a defenseman for punching a teammate earlier. Star player takes a two-week absence after what the team says is unsubstantiated but politically motivated assault allegations. Give me the 2021 30 for 30 in the New York Rangers. And guess what? We're a rights holder. We can do it.
Justin, winning without your entire coaching staff, 9-0. What to buy, what to sell?
Look, I'm buying one thing from this. Flyers captain Claude Giroux, he had the quote of the night when he said, we didn't help our goalies out at all. You think? Nah, nothing. You think?
Okay. Shelburne, was this about the Flyers for you or about the Rangers?
Look, I think teams play better without their coach, maybe for a game or two, because they know what they're doing and all the pressure's off. We always play better when our coach got kicked out of a game. So, they have fun because it was
cool.
And
Tim Kalisha.
Right now, neither one of these teams is in the playoffs in the East. That's shocking for the Flyers. But you saw the way they played. Look how many wide open shots.
It's not exactly shocking when a team loses 9-0 that they're not in the playoffs, Tibia. All right, that's it for Kalashaw, and that's it for Emily Kaplan. Although Emily might be the MVP in 3 or 4 years, we'll see.
3 or 4 years.
Ramona Shelver, Justin Tinsley. Showdown, 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ramona Shelver, Justin Tinsley, good luck in showdown. Michael Brockers was a Ram. He's now a Lion. When he was a Ram and the Rams traded Jared Goff to the Lions, he said, what Stafford brings, it's a level up over Goff. So now the Rams traded Brocker to the Lions, and his quarterback is again Jared Goff. Momo, is this a relationship that can be repaired?
Yeah, man, they're pros. Like, the quarterbacks and the defensive players don't necessarily have to talk to each other too much. Plus, if you're Jared Goff, don't you know that your defense was saying that stuff about you all year last year?
Okay, Justin.
I mean, it's not like he didn't hear it.
This is a life comes at you fast moment, but use it as an endorsement opportunity. Brocker should call Southwest Airlines and tell them, I want to be the face of your Want to Get Away campaign, because he's definitely one of those moments.
Boy, Tinsley. Showdown 2. I'm not sure if you're ready for this next one, but I love it. Savannah Bananas Baseball. They're a Coastal Plain League team. They're changing the rules of baseball. Look at these rules, okay? The banana rules. No stepping out of the batter's box. No mound visits. No walks. You have to run, and you can run from first to second to third because the play doesn't stop until every fielder catches and throws the ball to the next fielder. Fans can catch a foul ball or a home run and record an out. The game they played the other day took 1 hour and 39 minutes. Justin, does this sound fun? Is this a game that you would watch?
Are you kidding me? Inject this in my veins. This reminds me of playing baseball in the backyard with my little godson. I want to take him to this game. This is chaos. Yes, I'm all
Ramona?
In.
I mean, look, this is just because somebody has a stupid idea doesn't mean you need to try all of them. All of them? There's like 9 ideas on there, and maybe one
wait,
is
wait,
okay.
Wait. What are you calling a stupid idea? I've said for years, Ramona, you know this, that fans catching a ball should be an out. Fans should be able to throw them out of
the
Oh, Tinsley,
no,
you're getting the FaceTime injected into our veins.
I want to give a shout out to my alma mater, Hampton University. 20 years ago this week, 15 seed Hampton beat a number 2 seed in Iowa State. And ironically, that Iowa State team had Jamal Tinsley. No relation. But I want to give a shout out to the real HU, Hampton University.
No relation.
He made history this time 20 years ago.
The real HU? Who said that? The real HU? I'm not stepping in on that. No. All right, great show. We're off tomorrow for the tournament. We're off Monday for the tournament. So 119 and a half hour break. See you Tuesday.